Russia's war games are not helping the situation in Ukraine. Christians are bringing hope to AIDS Ground Zero. And aging missionaries share the challenges of transition. We'll explain what it means for one group in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Russia's war games are ratcheting up the tensions over Ukraine. Ousted President Viktor Yanukovych fled to Crimea, which remains sympathetic with Russia.
He's issued a statement that he's asked for Russia to secure his personal safety. He maintains that he remains the lawful president and that the actions that are going on in Ukraine right now by the parliament and acting president, he considers those to be unlawful.
SGA staff members are hoping that cooler heads will prevail in this situation.
Acting President Turchinov issued an appeal to Russia for restraint and, in his words, not to abuse its Navy base rights on the peninsula by moving troops around.
Meanwhile, the interim president, Alexander Turchinov, is trying to move things forward so the country can heal.
This is a time to mend, a time to heal. And that's the message we're seeing out of our brothers and sisters of Christ over there. And that's certainly the message that we support and, you know, hope that that actually takes place.
Next, Nigeria is considering the temporary shutdown of all government schools in three northeastern states following Monday's vicious Boko Haram attack. Terrorists set fire to dorms and school buildings, locking some students inside. Other students were shot to death as they tried to flee. Open Door sources say the death toll is now over 100, and it includes believers. This report continues at our website. Pray for peace and healing for the families who've lost loved ones. You're listening to Mission Network News. South Africa has been ground zero in the HIV/AIDS tragedy, yet the United Nations says new infection rates have dropped 33% since 2001. It means there are pockets where the disease is still rampant. With the aid of a partner, the International Mission Board is helping in one such area. Through its One Life project, the teams provide food, medicine, and the hope of Christ. Want to get involved in community transformation? Well, you can find the link at our website. Elsewhere, a team is preparing to distribute Life in China. Bibles for China will assist churches in passing out 20,000 Bibles on their May mission trip. Wendell Rovenstein of BFC shares an exciting aspect of sharing the gospel.
Certainly, you're going to be encouraged beyond comprehension of what a joy it is to give someone a Bible and see them just embrace it, and immediately a wonderful, beautiful smile comes on their face. God just answered my prayer. Hallelujah. This is my word.
Though it'll be a pinch for time to get on board by May, BFC has other mission trips available too, including one in November.
We want to make Bibles for China available to the churches and the Christian community that have a heart for God's word in the heart of China to make a difference in the eternal hearts of many that read and embrace God's word that receive it.
If this is your heart, go to our website for details. And grandparents serving as full-time missionaries need a little help. Graham and Sharon Nichols serve with a mission society in Quito, Ecuador. Sharon says they're about to transition their ministry to a coastal village.
Our biggest challenge right now is we don't have anywhere to live. Our pastor is helping us, but we need people to pray for discernment that we go and live where God would have us to live and just not this envision that we have.
And they need a little help filling their house once they find one.
It's just like starting over again. We have to have furniture. We have to have appliances. More than that, we need to have cooking utensils and pots and pans to serve the people that we are called to serve. We see children's ministry not only feeding their minds and their hearts on the Lord Jesus Christ, but their tummies as well.
Find a full list at missionnetworknews.org and pray patience for the Nichols as they go through the transition process. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can sign up to get our new and improved e-news blasts, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner ad, fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.